Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back once again to Coffee Break French. In lesson 68, we're returning to the sort of transactional situations which we covered previously before spending the last 27 lessons on French grammar. And the difference now, of course, is the fact that you have a really good grounding in French grammar. Therefore, we will be encouraging you to use this as you create the phrases to deal with the situation of taking a taxi in French. Alors, j'espère que vous aimez cette leçon. Now, in the next few lessons, as we're looking at more expressions and vocabulary that will help you in particular situations, what I'd like you to do is to try to think of all the grammar that we've been learning, because basically over the past maybe few months now, we've been looking at the grammar, and that's the skeleton of the language onto which you're going to hang the words and phrases that you're now going to learn. So, for example, if the word for a taxi is
un taxi,
then you should now be able to say, I would like a taxi.
Je voudrais un taxi.
Je voudrais un taxi, or just je voudrais un taxi. But you can also say, we want a taxi, because we've done the present tense of the verb vouloir. So how would you say, we want a taxi?
Nous voulons un taxi.
Okay, so it's a perfect example of how we can now say actually what we want to say. Imagine arriving at reception with your family and saying, je voudrais un taxi. And the receptionist wondering, okay, so you want a taxi, but is the rest of your family not going to get it as well? Now you can say, nous voulons un taxi. We want a taxi. Now, actually, getting a taxi, in France at least, is fairly straightforward. You can, in some places, hail a taxi in the street, or you may need to find a taxi rank. Now, in French, the easiest way to refer to a taxi rank is une station de taxi.
Une station de taxi.
So, taking things way back to when we were learning about places in the town, how would you say, is there a taxi rank, or a taxi station, if you like, around here?
Est-ce qu'il y a une station de taxi près d'ici?
Est-ce qu'il y a une station de taxi près d'ici? So, is there a taxi rank near here? So, perhaps you might be in a hotel situation where you're asking at reception for a taxi. Of course, you could say, je voudrais un taxi, or nous voulons un taxi. But you might also want to say, can you call me a taxi? So, Anna, can you remember how to say, can you, using the polite form?
Est-ce que vous pouvez?
Très bien. Est-ce que vous pouvez, or pouvez-vous, or just even, vous pouvez, raising your voice at the end. So, call me, we're going to put the me before to call, because of course, pouvez-vous or est-ce que vous pouvez has to be followed with an infinitive. So, we're going to say, can you me to call a taxi? Pouvez-vous m'appeler un taxi?
Pouvez-vous m'appeler un taxi?
And the M apostrophe in that, m'appeler, means me or for me, to me. Pouvez-vous m'appeler un taxi?
Pouvez-vous m'appeler un taxi?
So, your taxi has arrived, you're sitting in the taxi, and you want to say, I am going to the airport. So, using a straightforward present tense, the irregular verb aller, how do you say I am going or I go to the airport?
Je vais à l'aéroport.
Je vais à l'aéroport. L'aéroport.
Je vais à l'aéroport.
Okay, so I am going to the airport. How would you say, I would like to go to the airport?
Je voudrais aller à l'aéroport.
Je voudrais aller à l'aéroport. And what about I want to go to the airport, the present tense of vouloir?
Je veux aller à l'aéroport.
Très bien. And finally, can you remember how to say, I must go to the airport?
Je dois aller à l'aéroport.
Je dois, from the verb devoir. So, je dois aller, or je dois aller, if you want. Je dois aller à l'aéroport. Okay? So, different ways of saying where you need to go. Let's try the same, only this time we'll use le centre-ville, so the town centre. How would you say, I must or I have to go to the town centre?
Je dois aller au centre-ville.
Au centre-ville, that's right. And you know that it's au centre-ville because earlier we've learned A plus le gives you au. So je voudrais or je dois aller au centre-ville. And what about if you're heading to a state wedding at the Cathédrale de Notre-Dame de Paris? How would you do that? I want to go to the cathedral.
Je veux aller au cathédrale.
That would be correct if cathédrale was masculine, but cathédrale is feminine. So how do you say, I want to go to the cathedral?
Je veux aller à la cathédrale.
À la cathédrale. Je veux aller à la cathédrale. And if you want to say, I would like to go to the cathedral, je voudrais aller à la cathédrale.
Je voudrais aller à la cathédrale.
Sometimes it's the case that you have to go to a specific address. And if that's the case, then you would say, I would like to go to this address. Now, the word for address in French is une adresse. And you've got to be careful with that and the way you spell it, because it's only got one D in French. In English, it's two Ds, two Ss. In French, one D and two Ss, and an extra E on the end. So, une adresse.
Une adresse.
How would you say then, this address? See if you remember back to our demonstrative articles.
Cette adresse.
Cette adresse. And how do you spell cette?
C-E-T-T-E.
That's right. If it were a masculine word that started with a vowel, then it would be C-E-T. But this one's a feminine word, so it is C-E-T-T-E. Okay? Cette adresse.
Cette adresse.
So, for example, you could give the address to the taxi driver, le chauffeur, the driver, literally, le chauffeur.
Le chauffeur.
Le chauffeur de taxi.
Le chauffeur de taxi.
And say, I would like to go to this address, please. How would you say that, Anna?
Je voudrais aller à cette adresse, s'il vous plaît.
Je voudrais aller à cette adresse, s'il vous plaît. Okay, now you might want to ask, how much is it going to cost? Let's try and work that out again based on what we know of forming French sentences. How much is it going to cost? Now, perhaps the easiest way of forming this sentence in French, and indeed in forming many sentences in French, is by sticking that question word to the end and saying, while raising your voice, it's going to cost how much, or that's going to cost how much, i.e. to go to that address. So, what's the word that we use for that?
Ça.
Ça. For example, if we're saying, is that going well? Ça va? Okay, so ça, let's start with ça. So, that is going to cost. Using aller plus infinitive, so we get that.
Ça.
Is going.
Va.
To cost.
Coûter.
Coûter, okay, C-O-U with a circumflex, T-E-R. Coûter. So, ça va coûter, and then put in the question word at the end.
Combien.
Ça va coûter combien?
Ça va coûter combien?
Ok, je voudrais aller à cette adresse. Ça va coûter combien?
Ça, je voudrais aller à cette adresse. Ça va coûter combien?
Ok, or, changing around the order of our question, we could say, combien ça va coûter?
Combien ça va coûter?
Or indeed, combien est-ce que ça va coûter?
Combien est-ce que ça va coûter?
But ça va coûter combien is probably the easiest way of forming that sentence or that question. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So, you've asked, how much is it going to cost? The other kind of things that you might want to ask is it far?
C'est loin.
C'est loin. How would you say, is it far from here?
C'est loin d'ici.
C'est loin d'ici. And what about, is it near here?
C'est près d'ici.
C'est près d'ici. So, reusing language that we've already covered in a number of different exercises and lessons. Now, something else that I'd like to take the opportunity to remind you about is the whole idea of saying where something is and what distance something is at. So, for example, if we say, je voudrais aller à l'aéroport, which would mean, of course,
I would like to go to the airport.
And you might want to ask, is it far from here? How would you say that?
C'est loin d'ici.
Uh-huh. And if I, as the taxi driver, responded, it's 20 minutes away, then I would say, c'est à 20 minutes. C'est à 20 minutes. So I'm using the word à. C'est à 20 minutes. Okay, you might hear the ta, but the T is part of c'est. C'est à 20 minutes. It's at a distance of 20 minutes. Or, c'est à 15 kilomètres. It's at a distance of 15 kilometers. And this is because the à is representing at a distance of. In English, we would use the word away. So, for example, it's 20 minutes away. It's 15 kilometers away. But in French, you use that à. C'est à 20 minutes d'ici. It's at 20 minutes from here. So, l'aéroport est à 20 minutes d'ici.
L'aéroport est à 20 minutes d'ici.
La cathédrale est à 15 kilomètres d'ici.
La cathédrale est à 15 kilomètres d'ici.
Now, some of the things that you might hear the taxi driver saying could be things like, for example, il y a des travaux.
Il y a des travaux.
Now, does travaux make you think of anything? Perhaps a verb that you're familiar with?
Travailler.
Travailler. And what does travailler mean?
To work.
Yeah, so des travaux would literally be works or some works. And of course, we're referring here to roadworks. So, il y a des travaux. Il y a des travaux ici. There are roadworks here. So, they would have to do a déviation. Une déviation is a detour or a diversion. Une déviation.
Une déviation.
Okay, so the other thing that they may talk about is la circulation. La circulation.
La circulation.
Now, la circulation is literally the circulation of traffic. So it's the traffic on the roads. Il y a beaucoup de circulation.
Il y a beaucoup de circulation.
Okay, so you could ask the question, is there a lot of traffic today? How would you say that?
Est-ce qu'il y a beaucoup de circulation aujourd'hui?
Très bien. Est-ce qu'il y a beaucoup de circulation aujourd'hui? How would you say, is there lots of traffic this morning?
Est-ce qu'il y a beaucoup de circulation ce matin?
Ce matin. Très bien. Est-ce qu'il y a beaucoup de circulation ce matin? Now, in addition to talking about les travaux and la circulation and les déviations and so on, then there's a good chance that you may well end up talking about the weather in the taxi. And that is something that you definitely can cope with because we've done that many times before. However, if you find out that your taxi driver is spending more time talking about the roadworks and the weather and everything else than actually concentrating on the driving, then you could remind him or her that you're in a hurry. And to say I'm in a hurry, you say je suis pressé.
Je suis pressé.
Je suis pressé.
Je suis pressé.
And if you were female, you would add an extra E, although it's unlikely that the taxi driver would hear that extra E. Je suis pressé.
Je suis pressé.
So you've arrived more or less at the destination that you're heading to, and the taxi driver will be trying to find somewhere to stop. If you want to say, it's fine here, here's fine, you could say, ici c'est bon.
Ici c'est bon.
Okay, ici c'est bon.
Ici c'est bon.
And if you need the taxi to wait on you while you go and collect something, then you could say, can you wait for me? Or, using the correct French construction, can you me to wait? Okay, how would you say that, Anna?
Pouvez-vous m'attendre?
Not quite m'attendre, because the verb is attendre. Okay, oh. It's an ari verb. So, pouvez-vous m'attendre?
Pouvez-vous m'attendre?
Now, you've got the m'attendre, the M apostrophe in there. Pouvez-vous m'attendre?
Pouvez-vous m'attendre?
That's right. Now, the thing that you've got to remember about to wait for in French is that to wait for is translated by one word, attendre. So there's no word for in there. You don't say attendre pour or anything like that. So, can you wait for me? Pouvez-vous m'attendre?
Pouvez-vous m'attendre?
And it may be that you need a receipt for your records. So you can ask for un reçu.
Un reçu.
How would you say then, can I have a receipt, please?
Est-ce que je peux avoir un reçu, s'il vous plaît?
Est-ce que je peux avoir un reçu, s'il vous plaît? Or simply, je peux avoir un reçu, s'il vous plaît?
Je peux avoir un reçu, s'il vous plaît?
Now, using the constructions that we've been learning, how would you say, can you give me a receipt, please? So, can you, to me, give a receipt?
Est-ce que vous pouvez me donner un reçu, s'il vous plaît?
Excellent. Est-ce que vous pouvez me donner un reçu, s'il vous plaît? Now, all this use of me and M apostrophe is something that, although we've come across a number of times, we've not actually correctly learned, we've not really looked at the use of these pronouns in any great way. But we will be covering these in a number of examples in the next few lessons, along with a number of other things that we want to fit into the remaining lessons of Coffee Break French. Hopefully, today has been useful learning how to take a taxi in a French-speaking country. And next time, we're going to continue the topic of travel and look at it in a few different ways. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.